Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Hey, what's up? I got a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Ben has joined the show. Yes, the week of December 5th, 2016. The one, the only, Ben Glaze has joined the show. Wasn't known as Ben Glaze then. It was just known as Ben. Okay? And I think in this segment right here, you will hear him for the first time on the Eric Zane Show back on the WBBL days. So, there you go. I have no idea what he says. I don't listen to these. I just hope you do. You know, I just make them available. I can't do it. I struggle listening back to myself. The only time I'll ever even listen to the actual podcast that I do, like, now is, okay, I just want to make sure that it sounds okay. It isn't so much, I can't handle it. Anyway. The Lost Zane recordings is from my radio show on BBL. I give you a little snippet of it here, like the first segment or something like that. And then if you want the full show, it is part of the content on Patreon. Patreon. Now, my free podcast is powered by sponsors. That's how I eat. Keep the lights on. But you, the audience, if you want the content, You throw a handful of dollars into my bucket each month, $5 or $10 a month on my Patreon. Thank you so much if you've signed up in the past and then maybe moved on. That's totally cool. I appreciate you being even any amount of time that anybody gives me. I'm always very appreciative of that. But yeah, if it's something that you're thinking maybe I need some more listening, go ahead to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up. For at least 1 month, just to see if you like it. $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month is all the audio and the archive. $10 a month is all of that, plus the videos and video archive and the live stream. Thank you so much for the time, though. Thank you so much for the time, though. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recording.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL. Welcome in. Show number 164. Cold start to the morning. Feels like 30 degrees. A little bit of a wind makes it feel like 19. Yeah. Should be dry for the next day or so. Looking like Thursday, Friday, on in through the, all the way through the weekend. Chances of snow showers throughout. Nobody wants to commit to, like, a snowfall total. That's a hard thing to do if you're a weather person. You have to channel your inner Mecklenburg and commit. And then if you're wrong, just pretend like it didn't happen. Take a page out of the book of Huge. When you're wrong on your huge prediction, just skip it. Gloss over it. And then when you're right, you'll let the world know. You know how, like, on one of the TV channels, Julius, there's whenever they're right, they, like, shoot a graphic of an arrow at a...
No, who does that? What year is it?
I think it's not... It's currently... By the way, hello, how are you?
Good. What TV station does
this? I think Wood does a deal.
They do that?
It's either Wood or ZZM does a deal.
See, that's tacky.
Where they call it like on target.
That's incredibly tacky.
And then if they nail it, you see a graphic of an arrow hitting a bullseye.
That's tacky. And once again,
you know,
what if we did that? Every time we were right,
we're right. And you hear like shoom, poof, you hear like an arrow hitting the deal. It's like, hey, we were right. Oh, we nailed it. Hey, man. Remember I thought that guy was, that guy, that creepy guy, he looked like he was a child molester to me? Well, big news. He's a child molester. And that guy, he was. I could see it a mile away, man. Remember when I said that guy on the street was, I said, I bet you this guy's going to ask us for money? Well, guess what, man? He did. We nailed it. We're on target. Remember when I said that the Lions were going to lose the last four games of the year and not make the playoffs? Guess what, man? Oh, we nailed it.
Hey, remember when you said the Lions were going to go 2-14?
Yeah.
They don't do that, though, do they?
That didn't happen.
They don't do that.
Actually, when they do the forecast, they you see the arrow kind of like off the target. And it's just like it's only up there for half a second. And then they just say, yeah, and that happened. And then, you know, away they go.
Do big markets do that? Like,
I don't know.
No, like, do they brag about being right? I don't think New York does that. Do they?
I don't.
I mean, you lived in New Jersey. How would you?
Yeah, you know, you watch all the TV stations from there. I don't recall it. I think this was the
I don't first. Remember it in Detroit.
This is like a new world here. This was like a new world here when I moved in. They had a weather ball that when I came here, I was like, what weather ball? What? And you like look up towards the sky, and if the ball is red, you know, hot temperatures ahead or something like that. I forget. Does anybody in this room know what the weather ball?
Green is colder. Red is obviously hotter.
I thought green.
Or a blue, blue was colder.
Blue was colder.
Green is kind of the same, I think.
Well, isn't there one that says it's supposed to be like, Kyle, do you know if like there's anything about the weather ball?
Yeah, so red weather ball, red, warm weather ahead.
You've got it down.
Weather ball blue, colder weather in view. Weather ball green, no change for seen. And then if it's blinking, that means precipitation.
See, I was right.
Can it be blinking any color?
I think so, yeah.
Hmm. So if it's blinking blue, what you think it's snow, right?
That's kind of what I Probably. Said.
you did it. You did it, man. Congrats.
Hey, everybody, I said it. I said it first.
Julius is right. Now let's sit there and pontificate and expand on how right you are. Yeah. Kyle
did know the rhyme, though. He must be from West Michigan because I had no idea. I know there was a rhyme, but
I knew there was, too, but I didn't have it down like that. You just rapped just in a second, like at the drop of a hat. You kind of knew it.
I have it tattooed, actually, on my... abdomen. Yeah.
That's what they do in West Michigan. They do the Pledge of Allegiance, and then they do the ZZM weather ball poem.
Right.
1-2.
There's a lot of things that they could do that are synonymous. Like, when I moved here, I'd never heard of such a thing. And here in our own little utopia of West Michigan, of lots of white Dutch people, that's what you do around here. We look at the weather ball, and we shoot arrows and things, and we're always on target, whatever it is. We're going to go kick some Catholics' ass. Let's welcome in Ben. Ben, step up to the microphone there.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy. This is weird, isn't it?
Very.
Okay. Okay, here's the story with Ben. Kyle is training Ben. Ben has been hired as he was going to be here like in the capacity that Doan was in, minus the sleeping, hopefully.
Yes.
God bless Doan, but the kid cannot stay awake. Love him to death. But boy, was he sleepy. Hey, Tyler's sleepy. Oh, I called it. Within hour, minute one of the show. Wait, we don't need that many arrows.
I love the end on that one, by the way.
Oh, no. Ben comes to us from across the street at GRD in Town Square Media. Ben was an intern on my old show. That's when you started, right, as an intern?
Yeah.
How long ago did that take place?
2014.
That's it?
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that.
No.
It seems like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. It feels that way, yeah.
You came to Freeburn Hot Wings, were you just out of college, or what the hell was going on?
No, I had gone back to school, and that's when I decided to do the internship.
Mm-hmm. On the air, you were known as Loser Ben. I don't plan on pursuing that any further. Kinda.
Yeah, that's fine.
Why did we call you that? Because you're living with your mom?
No, because I was so old when I went back to school.
Right.
That, yeah, you said I was a loser because of that.
You know what? I might be right behind you. yeah, you're going to have fun with that. What are you, 26?
I wish. That's basically how old I was when I started the internship.
Oh, God.
I'll be the big 3-0 in January.
Wow. Had no idea. So this is like your first break. Well, no, you had a break with them at the radio station because you had a paying job. I mean, you had your foot in the door at the radio station.
You can call it that.
Sure. I mean, a lot of people say that people who do things like you had to do like a lot of promotion set up and things like that.
Right.
You would show up and then the talent, the people who were on the air would be there. You'd be there ahead of time setting up like for the remotes and stuff like that.
Yeah, and record you and do all that stuff.
Ooh, yep. Record them.
What do you mean? Or...
I would record your breaks and then send it to the station so they'd get on the air.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. No, that was good.
And I thought you were in the shower with them.
Yeah. Now, Ben, you had been a fan of the show. For a significant time prior, like from the start, right?
Yeah, when you guys first started, June 2004, I was listening.
You were like, okay.
So, yeah, junior in high school, I think.
Yeah, I remember you being kind of like, I can't believe I'm here when you started doing that internship.
It was all very surreal, yeah.
Oh, God.
Which it still is.
It still is. So now here you are. One of the things that I was talking with some friends about when you got hired to be in here. As Kyle trains you right now to be in that spot, you used to, on your own, as an intern, like if you'd hear a funny drop or a clip or maybe an arrow sound effect or something like that, you would send it to me and say, hey, I think this would be a funny drop
right.
And stuff like that. And I remembered that. And when you applied for this job, that was one of the things that I kept going back to about you taking that initiative.
Well, I'm glad I did.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it paid off.
Yeah.
Here you are.
2 years later, yes, it paid off.
Yeah.
But yeah, good. It's
cool.
Good.
Very cool. So that's a good story. Ben is here for the duration, for the long haul, hopefully. You never know with this show. So I was, at home, my wife has been lobbying for a significant time, and she has the support of the majority in the home for another pet.
Yeah, I've been saying that for months.
She wants a pig bad.
Yes.
And she's relentless. She wants a little teacup pig. And I actually said to her, I go, if you were home, if you did not work out of the home, yes, I would let you do that.
Wait, a teacup pig or a piglet? Those are different things.
I'm not sure.
A teacup pig is really tiny. Like she could probably take it to work and keep it in her pocket.
Well, then probably just a pig. I think she just wants a pig. You know, the kind that can get upwards of however big a pig gets.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
See, are piglets dirty animals?
Hey, friends, it's Joe Palizzi with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill. And you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I don't know why I keep thinking that people keep telling me that they're on par with a dog when it comes to care.
Because it's not like they're like rolling around in slop in your home.
No, I don't. That isn't what's turning me off about it. I just don't want another pet. I mean, I think it's you have to draw a line sometimes. Two dogs, one that goes up and grabs my food off the counter after a day of eating turds in the backyard. One that destroys my wallet.
What does that say about your cooking?
and that isn't, I mean, you can train a dog not to do those things. That isn't the problem. I just don't want, yes, I think they're cute and you would love that, but because it's hilarious to have a pig running around playing with two dogs and two cats, but come on.
O'Neal might get a little bit hungry.
Yeah, I can. I don't think O'Neal's going to kill the pig, but
be a little funny.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah, funny weird things.
It'll be like, let's fry this bitch up.
Weird things amuse you,
dude. And, piglets are.
Hey, that'd be funny if your dog killed your pig. Yeah.
Okay, not funny. A little funny, but like oh man, it's gonna have some tenderloin tonight.
It would be funny. Years later.
It'd be a story to tell.
Years later, I said, and then I came out, the dog killed the pig. Yes.
These things look awesome.
They do. And
you should just get a piglet.
Well, then that piglet becomes a pig. I don't know if you understand how this works.
There are piglets that like stay small, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just get a Tyrion Lannister pig. Just stay small forever.
Perhaps, but the thing that I keep going back to is the business of, I don't want the pig to be in a cage, we do it with a dog where like Diana leaves for work 7, 8 o'clock and then I'm home 2, 3 hours later and But I can't bring myself to even consider this.
What did you guys do with the bunny? The bunny died.
Yeah.
What was the bunny like? In a cage all day, right?
Yeah, but I hated that.
I think that a piglet is more like a bunny than it is a dog. I think it would stay in the cage.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay.
No, it would have to be. It would have to be because in order to have a fulfilling life, I wouldn't want it to. I personally wouldn't want it to do it any other way. I wouldn't want to just sit like, I don't want a caged. I hated having the bunny because of that reason. I didn't like the feeling of this animal is constantly caged. It felt like it wasn't fair and it was almost abusive to me.
You should get a monkey.
Dude, I would, if I, okay, let me just say this right
if
now.
If you could get a monkey, you would get a monkey.
If I could get all these, if I won the lottery, I'm going to buy a farm, and I'm going to buy all these animals, and we're going to take care of them. That's all I'm going to. I love animals. I would. That would be my thing. Traveling around in an RV and bringing my little rolling Noah's Ark with me. I would love that. I would find great joy out of that.
But I
that this state, unless there's a dramatic shift in money and time, then no, forget it. Cannot have it. A little bit later on.
I saw a list, by the way, real quick, about what the gift that most people want this year.
Yeah.
Did you see that list on the prep service?
You know, I didn't. I didn't see it.
The gift we want the most this year is, what do you think the gift that we want most this year is?
PlayStation VR.
Incorrect. Quality time with family. That's the gift we want most this year? Really?
Well, that's a switch.
This is a stupid list.
That seems like it's not true at all, because, I mean, this is the season for commercialism and buying things, right? I mean, it isn't really about the birth of baby Jesus these days.
I think people are just saying that because they think they need to say that. According to a new survey, the gift we want most this year is quality time with family. After that is gift cards.
I can see. I mean, I do, because I don't really want anything.
I don't really want anything.
If I ever want anything during the week, if during the year I want something, I go get it. If I need it, I go get it. So I would be content if I received nothing. But because they like to give me gifts, I put like wool socks, new wallet because O'Neill ate it, not pig.
Like, the next one is gift cards, then clothes, shoes, jewelry. I don't know how they grouped all three of those together, but a vacation, that's good. A laptop, phone, tablet, smartwatch, a new TV, and appliances are last.
I know it's getting real for my son, who, as you know, is 21 with two kids.
And is there another one on the way?
No.
Not yet?
No. I tried to get him to have another one.
Ugh.
I tried to encourage Jim, why don't you go make a baby?
That's pretty sick. It's pretty disgusting.
I like making him uncomfortable. But the way the conversation went when... wool socks and wallet. Jim is in on the conversation, and Diana then sends me a picture of the pig getting a bath. Really cute. Ernie wants chapsticks and boxers.
What? Seriously?
He's in on this.
Chapsticks and boxers.
That's what he said. I think those are stocking stuffers. He loves chapstick, apparently.
Just get him like a box of 100.
Diana wants an electric wine opener kit.
Nice.
She wants a gift certificate to Hudsonville Winery. She really likes drinking, apparently.
Apparently that's
stainless steel water cup from Walmart.
Steel water. What the hell is that? Stainless.
And Jim, I know it's getting real for him when he actually tells me he wants something that he really desperately needs.
Condoms.
No, he doesn't use those. We know that. Jim said he wants snow tires.
Oh, okay.
And I go, well, I'll just meet me a discount tire. I'll buy you a set of snow tires. You should have snow tires on your car. You've got my grandkids and your better half in the car with you. You should have good snow tires. But
see, I never know what I want.
When my point is, when he's pulling out necessity items to me, things like, oh,
this is getting real.
I could use a rent payment, and maybe if you could get the lights on for me. He's like, one of our military families, you know. So I don't know. Later on, we have tickets for Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Have you seen this yet, Trans-Siberian?
Yeah.
Did you like it? Did you enjoy the show?
I did enjoy.
Everybody raves about it.
See, that is, for me, I enjoyed it, but I don't understand the people who have to go every single year.
They're probably return customers. You know, they probably liked it. So,
like, people base their whole, like, Christmas around TSO.
Van Andel.
Yes.
So
it's a good show, but I don't need to go see it twice.
Is it like packed house type of
show? Oh, yeah. They do like two shows.
Oh, boy.
So my understanding, Tony Gates is actually the person who brought them here originally.
That's right, baby, and I'll tell you all about it. Coming up in 5 and 5.
Oh, he's not even here today.
Not even here today, baby.
But to the way I...
Seems like it seems like every time Michelle takes a day off, Gates takes two. Michelle's not here today. I just found out, so I won't be here. I won't be back till Thursday. See you later, baby.
Just one-upping each other.
Yeah.
But, I don't need to go see that show twice.
For the entire ratings period, they only have a full show like 4 days out of 60 broadcast days. And Buck's here for all of them.
Well, traffic is traffic's tight.
Gotta work until I die.
So TSO tickets in the next hour. And what we are going to do is we'll get five of you on the phone to play Christmas song. Name that tune. We'll play the Christmas song. You shout out your name when you know it. Did we ever settle on that one rule?
No, we didn't.
We kind of thought about it.
We thought about it.
Can you explain it again?
Well, okay, so it's a song and an artist. Obviously, there aren't that many Christmas songs, so multiple artists have covered it.
Yeah.
And we were going to say, if they get the song right, it's 1 point. If they get the song and the artist right, it's 2 points. I'm wondering if there's a double dip, where if one person gets just the song, but then another person buzzes in and gets the song and the artist...
That's kind of like stealing the points.
Yeah, do they steal the points completely, or do they get 2 points and 1 point?
I think we award 1 point for the first, two for the second.
Yeah,
I like that.
I like that. Yeah.
That's how we'll do it.
Okay. Well, so a lot of points up for grabs.
Yeah.
And if you don't, our audience isn't very smart. Sometimes.
Did you just say my audience, or the audience is not very smart?
Sometimes.
You can't say that.
Oh, okay,
no. We're trying to win people over. You can't say they're stupid.
I didn't say they're stupid, but when it comes to games.
So they're not very smart.
When it comes
raise your hand if you think not very smart equates with stupid. Yeah, they kind of go up. Ben's went up. Kyle's kind of went up. I wouldn't say that.
When it comes to, they are smart, but when it comes to games, they have major brain farts.
Well, that's a lot of pressure sometimes.
So we'll be playing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The first title or line in the song is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Say, yes.
And then they'll be like, oh, damn, what song is this?
Frosty.
Yeah. Oh, man, is it Rocking Around the Christmas Tree? No, it's not.
We will play that.
So I'm curious to see how this works out.
It's going to be fun. We'll play that in an hour.
What? Oh. Okay.
You see it, don't you?
Yes.
Also, we have in the 8 o'clock hour, it's the Eric Zane Show Redneck Challenge for Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets. Same thing. We get five of you on the air. We'll go to line one. So-and-so, what makes you a redneck? And then he tells us. And then we compare it to caller two on line two and say, okay, why are you redneck? And then we debate it. We put them on hold and debate, hey, which one's more redneck?
It's like, why do you deserve tiger tickets?
Right. So we will judge you on your redneck tendencies to win those Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets at 20 Monroe Live.
Like, isn't there a thing called redneck engineering? Have you heard that term before?
No. Yeah, I get an idea what it is, though. It's kind of like fixing something, jury-rigging it.
Yeah, there's actually a website, redneckengineering.com. But it's like these guys made a grill out of a shopping cart.
Perfect.
Perfect. Redneck jacuzzi. They put a motor in a like a boat motor inside a tub.
Oh God.
Boom.
Get too close
jacuzzi
to that thing, it rips your arm off. All right. So we've kind of set the table for you. There's a Kentwood cop who's gonna have a little bit of time off from an incident that happened like in 2013. And it's just come to light now. We'll detail that coming up in just a few short minutes at 6:30. If anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the lost Zane recordings. Thanks so much. Full show on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Bye-bye.